Chapter 5. Timid knock at the door was followed by a long silence. It was certainly the abode of the little hunchback. Smiling, Patrick reread the name scribbled on a shabby card, stuck in a dark corner. Isidore Molette, Nursery Gardener, 7, Three Mirrors Street. He had not made a mistake, so he knocked again, more vigorously. This time he heard a scratching and the sound of approaching feet. The door opened and showed the rosy face of the florist wearing a big smile. "Ah, it is you, my friend. Come right in. You did me famous service. It shall not be said that Isidore Molette is ungrateful. I'll pay my debt immediately. Sit down. I'll be back in a moment." Patrick obeyed, and when the little man had gone limping into the next room, he inspected his surroundings. It was a sort of workroom where, in spite of an assortment of tools, wrapping papers, ribbon, and flower pots of all sizes, everything was in beautiful order. Large, thin cat, black as soot, stretched itself and rubbed against him. On the wall, a text engraved on polished wood held Patrick's attention. The words were, "The Father himself loveth you," John 16:27. Patrick's eyes clouded. Of what father did it speak? Not his, for certain. One does not abandon those one loves. Did God love him? Surely not. God seemed so far away and unconcerned. A door creaked, and Gardiner reappeared and placed in Patrick's hand two silver coins, which brought a smile of satisfaction to the boy's gloomy face. "There, you have well earned them, for you are not used to the trade," said he in his nasal voice. Then, seizing a plant wrapped in pink paper, he offered it to him. "This is for your parents. They like flowers?" Patrick, fearing embarrassing questions, hastened to take it from the gardener's hand, saying, "Thank you, sir. My mother will be delighted. If ever I can help you again, I'll be pleased to do so. Here's my address." The cat jumped familiarly onto the master's shoulders, purring loudly and wreathing his head with its supple tail. "Come over here. Hurry up," cried a strange voice. The hunchback paid no attention. "Someone is calling you," said Patrick. "I must go now." "It is Lustacru. He can surely wait a moment." "Who is Lustacru?" asked Patrick wonderingly. "My parrot. It is true that he hasn't been fed. Goodbye. I shall hope to see you again."